In the spring of 1940, the future of Britain seemed to narrow with terrifying speed. The war that had begun in September 1939 with declarations, mobilization orders, and uneasy expectations suddenly became a direct struggle for national survival. For months, many Britons had lived through what newspapers called the phony war, a strange interval in which Britain and France were officially at war with Nazi Germany, but major fighting on the Western Front remained limited. The British Expeditionary Force had crossed the English Channel and taken up positions in France, families had adjusted to rationing and blackout regulations, and children had been evacuated from vulnerable cities. Yet the full violence of modern war still seemed distant to much of the British public. That distance disappeared in May 1940. The collapse of France shocked Britain not simply because France was a close ally, but because France had been regarded as one of Europe's great military powers. Its army was large, experienced, and supported by an impressive system of fortifications along the German border known as the Maginot Line. French commanders had vivid memories of the First World War, when German armies had invaded northern France and nearly reached Paris. They prepared for a new conflict by strengthening defensive positions, organizing carefully planned lines of resistance, and expecting that any German attack would resemble the campaigns of the previous generation. Britain, too, had entered the war with assumptions shaped by the trenches of 1914 to 1918. Few political leaders or military planners fully appreciated how quickly Germany had transformed the character of warfare. The German offensive began on May 10, 1940. On that same day, Winston Churchill became Prime Minister of Britain, replacing Neville Chamberlain after a crisis of confidence in Parliament. The timing was extraordinary. Churchill did not inherit a manageable conflict or a gradual military challenge. He inherited a disaster already beginning to unfold. German forces invaded the Netherlands, Belgium, and Luxembourg, drawing Allied armies northward to meet what appeared to be the principal attack. British and French troops moved into Belgium according to plans designed to prevent German forces from breaking through toward the Channel ports. The German strategy, however, depended on deception, speed, and concentration of force. While Allied commanders focused attention on Belgium, German armored divisions advanced through the heavily wooded Ardennes, a region many French planners considered unsuitable for a major tank offensive. Once through the forests, German forces crossed the Meuse River near Sedan and broke through French defenses with devastating momentum. Tanks, motorized infantry, artillery, and aircraft operated in close coordination. The German Luftwaffe attacked bridges, roads, defensive positions, and troop concentrations. The rapid advance created confusion in Allied headquarters and panic among civilians fleeing the path of the invasion. This style of warfare became widely known as Blitzkrieg, or Lightning War. The term suggested an unstoppable rush, but German success depended on more than speed alone. It relied on bold operational decisions, flexible command structures, concentrated armor, air support, and the ability to exploit moments of weakness before the enemy could reorganize. French and British commanders possessed brave soldiers and significant resources, but their response was often slower, more cautious, and more fragmented. In a campaign measured in days rather than months, hesitation could be fatal. The German armored thrust reached the English Channel near Abbeville on May 20th, cutting off the British Expeditionary Force and large numbers of French and Belgian troops in the north. What had begun as an Allied advance into Belgium became a retreat toward the sea. The strategic situation was now perilous. British units were separated from the main French armies farther south. Roads were clogged with military vehicles, refugees, abandoned equipment, and exhausted soldiers. Communication networks broke down. Rumors spread rapidly. German aircraft appeared overhead with frightening regularity, attacking columns on the move and adding to the sense that nowhere was safe.